South Africa has a well-deserved bad reputation for deadly road accidents. This has again sadly been proven on Friday when 20 people, mostly young children, were killed in an accident between a truck and a buggy near Pongola, northern KwaZulu-Natal. Then on Monday, there was another shocking accident near Ulundi. In a video that went viral, a man is seen saving a woman from a burning car. The vehicles exploded after a truck driver failed to stop at the scene of a crash, colliding with six other vehicles, four trucks, one SUV, and a light delivery vehicle. Joining us now on the line, we have spokesperson for the Road Traffic Management Corporation, Simon Zwane. Simon, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, and thank you for this opportunity.
Earlier this week, we spoke to the spokesperson for the IFP on transport in KwaZulu-Natal after the Pongola crash. And he said that whilst there is justifiably a lot of focus on the behavior of truck drivers on roads, there is an adequate focus on the railway collapse, which is resulting in more trucks having to be on the roads. There is an adequate focus on the transport department and the other relevant departments' failure to ensure that there are adequate traffic officials and monitoring on the roads. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I can't talk about rail. It's not in, within yes, but certainly there have been efforts to try and officers on the roads. But that is also a matter that is subject to the availability of budgets. But municipalities, provincial authorities are doing what they can do to improve the availability of traffic officers. We have been engaging with them to ensure that they are able to have officers on the roads on a 24-hour basis. There are discussions about that, but they are also being impeded by the availability of budgets to pay for a 24-hour shift system that we've been advocating for.
Whilst I appreciate, Simon, that you cannot talk about rail, can you perhaps comment as to whether it is true that there's many more trucks in the roads nowadays? It could be as a result of the issues with rail or maybe perhaps any other reason, but what do the stats say? Is there many more trucks in the roads in recent years?
Well, I haven't seen, but from my just observation, and this is speculative, we'll ask me to speculate. I've seen, yes, seems to be more trucks traveling on the roads these days.
Now, in terms of the negligence of truck drivers, is this the route to go now, to hold the trucking companies responsible? Because there's a lot of talk that these drivers themselves are under a lot of pressure. They get paid per load, hence they try to get done as quickly as possible, and therefore you see the kind of reckless behavior that you see on the roads.
Well, the law is specific what the duties of the owners are when it comes to operating on South African roads. And we are basing it on that there can be consequences for the owners. They know it. Investigations that we have done after a number of the fatal crashes that happened on the roads, they indicate that there are many instances of where brake failure, tire bursts, and such are the cause of the crashes. Now, you can't blame the driver for brake failure. It's the owner's responsibility to ensure that the vehicles that they put on the roads are roadworthy and they're fit to be on the roads. And even where they're employing drivers, it's also their job to ensure that those drivers are competent to drive on the roads and obey the rules of the road. So there are things that operators can do to reduce the numbers of accidents that we see on the roads.
So one is the law, as you've explained it. The other is the execution of the law. What needs to happen in order for us to tighten up the execution in order to ensure greater compliance by truck drivers and trucking companies?
So we need to tighten in all fronts. The owners must take responsibility and do what the law requires them to do. the drivers must behave properly, irrespective of the pressure that they are in. It's not an excuse to be overtaking on barrier lines, driving oncoming traffic. And indeed, the law must be enforced and enforced vigorously. So we all have to do something to make our roads safer.
Is there a need for more roadblocks on the road? I know roadblocks are kind of double-edged sword. It does back up traffic, creates a lot of frustration, inconvenience, but it could also assist in ensuring that the trucks and other vehicles are roadworthy, because that's when you're likely to pick up many of the problems before a horrific crash takes place.
Yes, there is a need to have those mobile testing stations on the roads to ensure that we make sure that these roads, the trucks are roadworthy. There is a need to scale up education to the drivers. And because of the pressures that drivers have, they have to drive long distances without taking a break. So those roadblocks can assist enforcing them to have a break. But I think they should be also focused on the health status of the drivers, because they are always on the roads, and to heard that they are being paid per load in some instances. That means they don't have time to then look after their own health. So if they have chronic diseases and they're having to work under this kind of pressure, their judgment on the road becomes poor, and that leads to can lead to accidents.
All right, Simon, thank you for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Simon Zwane, his spokesperson for the Road Traffic Management Corporation. We're talking once again about trucks on the road. The Department of Transport has been pushing this quite loudly, that they're going to hold truck companies accountable. Simon was explaining there, if it's got to do with the roadworthiness or the incompetence of the driver, meaning he's not qualified enough, then the trucking company can be held directly responsible. But if the truck was roadworthy and the driver ticks all the boxes, then he decides to become reckless and speed, that's a different matter. I would assume legally it would be a bit difficult to hold the company liable, although not impossible. But we're seeing more such incidents. We spoke earlier in the week to the spokesperson of the IFP for transport in KZN. He said they warned the relevant departments that this was a ticking time bomb, that there was likely to be problems here. There isn't adequate policing on the roads. There's too many trucks on the road because of the railway collapse. Are you witnessing many more trucks on the roads as compared to before, since we've had the collapse of the railway? What's your experience? What's your thoughts in terms of how we can address this? You can WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548, or you can email smr@radioislam.co.za. That's smr@radioislam.co.za. Truck drivers, one of the issues that I have with truck drivers is when they start trying to overtake each other. And the one that will come into the fast lane on a double lane road, and the other one now will try and prove him a point, so he'll pick up speed. And the two of them then kind of are parallel to each other. The one trying to overtake, and it takes a truck some time to overtake, and the other one not wanting to let him overtake. I don't know whether it's an ego thing or something, and it just backs up traffic. Everyone behind gets so frustrated, and frustration on the road is dangerous for everyone concerned.